This week, Yaakov marries two wives. He marries Rachel and Leah. And the Pasuk says, Vayavoy gam el Rachel, Vayav gam es Rachel mi Leah. It says Yaakov loved Rachel even more than he loved Leah. Right? Vayav gam el Rachel, Vayavoy gam el Rachel, Vayav gam es Rachel mi Leah. He loved Rachel more than Leah. But it sounds like he loved Leah as well. Vayar Hashem ki sinua Leah. And Hashem sees that Leah is hated. Vayiftach es rachma v'rachel akara. And then, second child. It says, Vatar od vatele ben vatorme ki shoma Hashem ki sinua noich. That Hashem heard that Leah is hated. So that's, the Rabban asked the question, she's not hated. He loves Rachel more than Leah. But they're both loved. So so why does the Torah say that that's the Rabban says, his kira kos shigam of Rachel yosim Leah. But he loved both. So the Rabban has several suggestions. But his last suggestion is, he quotes the Radak. He says, ki shtayim noshim sh'achas ahuba ma'od tikra shniya snua kinegda. They're duck saying that Yaakov was able to love two people. He loved Leah. I don't know if it was Yaakov capable of hating. They say that he hated Leah. But the Radak says that when you have two wives, and one is Ahuba Ma'od, Tikra Shnia Snua. The second wife is called the Snua. In fact, when in Parshas Kiseitse, when the Torah talks about a person who has two wives, and so there it says, one is loved and one's hated. It have to be that way. Maybe one is loved more, one is loved less. Right? So the Ramban says that, no, it means that that's the way a woman feels if she's not number one. Mordechai Kohn told me that in some ancient languages, that's the second wife is called a snua. You know, in Gemara, a second wife is called a tzara, because they're troubled to each other, right? So, but apparently, in some ancient languages, the second wife is the first wife, and there's a snua. So, but the point that the Ramban is making is that if a woman feels that she's not the center of her husband's orbit, then she'll feel distant. It's not shayach to have a relationship where a woman have a loving relationship. As we discussed the Ava last week, it was when I was preparing today, so I saw that Rav Volbi in his sichos that he used to give to Chasanim, he would say that the transition from the dormitory to married life is a great order, the huge and so he was describing to the guys in the dormitory how this is, how things, life's going to be different. So he said, the dormitory is you're a taker. You know, your meals are given to you, the utilities are paid for you, somebody takes care of the clothing for you. He says in marriage, it's entire, nothing's ready for you. You have to be willing to provide, to give. As we discussed last week about Ava, that Ava is the process of giving. So the Musar Haskel of this episode that the Ramban describes is we're not able to have two wives. It's not halacha l'maisa that way, as the Chair Ben
Gershom. Don't try that one at
all. That's right. But the idea that the Ramban is describing to us, that comes out of this illustration of Rachel and Leah, is that if a woman doesn't feel central, that she is the merkaz, of her husband's life and of the home, so then she'll always feel, not that she'll feel less loved and less significant, but she'll feel insignificant. She'll feel dismissed. She'll feel distanced, unless she's central to her husband and central to the family. So that is one of the Musari Haskell also. Terva says, when we get married, Al kein yazov ish es ove ish ove v'ima v'davak v'ishta. That the center of our lives changes. That if our lives are centered around parents and that relationship, friends, so the center has to shift. And that's why it's always important that whenever there's any kind of issues between parents and married children, that the husbands and wives have to stand next to by each other. It's a categorical principle that parents should not be criticizing their children, their children's spouses. But if they make that misstep, then the child has to stand by his wife, and without any hesitation. But that also means that husbands and wives do more things together. Whereas if that instead of a person, the friendships sort of grow. It's very amongst the rebbeim at yeshiva. There's often a discussion, not so often, but when it's discussed, about whether couples should have couples as friends. So many of the rebbeim were discouraging of that. Psychologically, it's not I don't know if things have changed, but years ago, one of the best indications for a happy and deep marriage is when couples have friends together. And I think Revolvi was saying that's very important, that men don't have their friends and women have their friends, but that couples are friends together, and that husbands and wives do things whether it's nicham aveilim, bikur cholim, going to a simcha, that we do things together, because that's how the center has to shift. That our lives now center around our wives. Now, one of the techniques in which this is expressed is through conversation. There is a Chazal saying kedushin. Asara kavin sicha yordu la'olam. Nine measures of talking, of talkativeness came into the world. Mehen lakhu anoshim tisha kavin. So mehen lakhu, 10 kavin came into the world, and the women took 9 kavin. It's a Yiddish joke that reads it differently. It says 10 kavan came into the world of schmoozing, and 9 were given to women, and 1 was taken by women. But that's not what the nusach says. Mehem lakhu anoshim tisha kavan. It says that women have 9 of those kavan. So the Rav Chaim Friedlander points out. He says, look at the Mishle says the Oga Belevish Yasichena Lachera. A person is troubled, so Mishle says he should remove it to others. So Chazal say Yasichen, he schmoozes with others. So Rav Friedlander says, you see, Chazal understood that schmoozing, the talking, functions differently for men and for women. For men, it's a way of dealing with something. That we have something that bothers us, so we, by talking it out, discussing, sometimes even it removes some of the concern, the daiga, the worry about it. They said that when Chazal said that Tisha Kavin Lokho Anoshim, so it means that for women, schmoozing and talking is an experience. For us, it's a strategy to deal with something. But for women, it's a way of connecting. It's probably the most important way of connecting. So for a woman, it's extremely important for a husband to always be listening. Even if sometimes the husband, when he begins to listen, he's not so interested. But the importance of listening, that in of itself is what creates a bond. I just want to read the language of Rav Chaim Friedlander. That is very low rock. He says, "Yishi yesh tzorach nafshi." A woman has a profound need to discuss things with other people. Lo rak es da gosa, not only things that concern her. Ela kol ma she ma'asik osa, anything that's going on in her life. As kol chava yosef, as kol ma she irala, her experiences, whatever happens to her. Ki mitiva hi mufnes achutza, because by being this is part of a larger piece that I'm going to get into. But that's part of the nature of a woman. He mitzapeh shebal lo yavo habayisa kedei shetuchal lishvoch lefanav kol erei yom. She's looking forward for husband to come home so that she can pour out all the events of the day. Hagdolim haktanim, major events, minor events. Lefnei nisoel, before she got married, so she had many, many different addresses. She had a mother, she had a sister, and she had friends. But once she gets married, haktovas ha'ikoris, the address, is chalek v'chava yoseo, to share her experiences with her husband. So so a husband has to learn how to be a listener. Shmi also tzrichol yosvis anyanos, we have to be engaged and be concerned and interested. So sometimes he says a guy has things to take care of. He wants to come home and rest a bit, learn, do things. So he says, "Im ha'isha ra'ah." But if the wife sees that is a tircha for him to listen. So then she shuts up. She closes up. V'imuch zevus umushpelus ashein balum es aninba. And then she's disappointed and she feels cheapened. That she doesn't have her husband's interest. V'chein tzorach lakdish lo tzumas lev al yidei rivui sicha. He says, therefore, husband has to train himself to listen to the conversation, and to give her the opportunity to discuss things easily and at her own pace. Then he has another paragraph that I found also very instructive in the same topic. That which keeps a woman, that which is relevant to a woman, has to be relevant to the husband. And the verse is also correct. Large things, small things that happen in the course of the day that have occupied her time. And in the classic book, Men Are From Mars, so there he describes this personification, that men usually have conversations to try to solve issues, try to address issues. And for women, it's often very frustrating, because the purpose of the conversation is not to solve an issue, it's to dwell on an issue. So very often that becomes a point of contention, that the husband's listening and says, how can we work this out? But that's not the point of the conversation. It's not to work it out. It's to dwell on it. That's the purpose. That's the goal. That's what has to happen then. And that's going to give one's wife a certain amount of relief. Later on, you can try to figure out a way around it. But try to figure that right away is cutting short the attention that's very important. There is a Gemara says, Medrash Rabba says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to figure out where to create Chava from, so the Gemara says he tried, it also has a different idea. He said, I'm not going to create Chava from the man's head because it'll make a woman feel too important. I'm not going to do it from the eyes because it'll mean that she's going to be looking outside of the house too much. And I'm not going to create her from the husband's ears because that'll make her too curious. She has to hear everything. So he goes through all the different... and then the Medrash says, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, but none of my plans worked. It didn't work out. So so all I did was I took her rib, so whatever happens should be b'ofen tzenuah. So when Friedlander points out, when Chazal say it didn't work out, so that means that a woman, that all of these tchunas are in fact part of a woman's personality. So the one he focuses on is the one tzaitzonis. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said that her ears make a woman more curious, more interested in being informed. So not only is it important for our wives that we are interested and curious and wanting to listen, but that, and again, the how does one train oneself to be a good listener? Because you remind yourself, this is the way that we're going to connect more. This is the way that is how we're going to build a relationship. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman says a very beautiful word if he did. He says, on Shabbos, a person should only discuss things that they get pleasure from, they get honor from. So he says, what happens if there are two people at the table? One guy loves American history, and the other guy is not important to him. So what? So halacha is, so let's say I don't like American history. So let's say that Louis Yitzhak. So then it wouldn't be right for me to schmooze about it in Shabbos, because I don't know Shabbos. But if I'm at a table and somebody else enjoys this schmoozing about American history, so then it's mutter for me because I'm giving him owning, I'm giving him pleasure. So he says the same thing with husbands and wives, that by listening to what is of importance to somebody else, that's how one creates a deeper and more significant bond. At the same time, a woman wants to know what's going on. And it's important for a husband to share what's going on in his life, what's happening in his life. So also a very, very sharp idea from Rabbi Yaakov Friedman. He said, he put it in terms of the base of medrash. He says, it's not so important. You don't have to tell your wife what the Rajbo said, but you have to tell your wife how excited you were about the Rajbo. So, and you don't have to tell your wife the details of a transaction, the details of a deal, how you worked it out, how the conversation went, but the excitement that you had that something worked out, that's something that one has to share with his wife. So just finish up, the Chazanish says, so what do you do with the Mishnah that says, Al tar v'sicha m'isha? Right? So he said, that means when it's not necessary. All these things are necessary. Okay, good. That's, but again,